Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums now for four decades. That's right, 40 years knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time gold glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You're the average fan. You buy the pay-per-views. Or do you? Is anybody buying pay-per-views? I ask this question week in and week out because most of my partners, when I ask them, hey, did you watch a fight? Yeah. Did you pay for it? They take the fifth. I don't know what they mean by taking the fifth, but the bottom line is not too many people are paying for pay-per-view. We have open phone lines around the planet if you'd like to join us. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the big story, it's still a big story. Mike Tyson, of course, and Jake Paul drawing millions of people, of course, to Netflix last weekend. Of course, it was a terrible fight. It wasn't a fight much of all. We'll have a ringside report from our ringside reporter, Pete Griffin. He'll be here probably in about 10 minutes, but straight up. We'll also be joined by boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. So once again, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Well, outside of the undercard, of course, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor engage in a 20-minute fight. That's 10 two-minute rounds, okay? Because the women fight 2 minutes. Bottom line is, Katie didn't win the fight, but she won the fight. I couldn't believe it. It was 95-94, and they took a point away from Katie Taylor for headbutting. She headbutted throughout the fight. Of course, there was a big gash on Amanda Serrano's face. Why they didn't stop the fight, I don't know. Her bones were showing. There was skull coming through. I mean, you could see skull. That's how deep the cut was. Then John Shirley, the referee, of course, that I grew up with, my buddy in the Golden Gloves, things like that, he's diminished to the point where he needs to retire. He didn't stop the fight. He didn't get the doctor to stop the fight. The corner didn't stop the fight. Bottom line is, Amanda Serrano was let down by three entities last week, and those are the entities that are supposed to support her in the ring. No doubt about that. But I still feel she won. I feel she won going away. If you want to give the other girl the fight 7-3 and you take a point away, that's the way they scored it officially, and that's a bit of a rout. Straight up, bad scoring. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Daniel, take it away.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Last Friday night, Texas, of course, Dallas, Texas, the AT&T Stadium, call it the home of the Dallas Cowboys, whatever they want to call it down there, Jerry Jonestown. Bottom line is, they couldn't have put this fight on anywhere but in Texas. Why? Because Mike Tyson is not neurologically fit to be boxing. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when you watch him walk now, he's got problems with his gait. I mean, you got to study people. I study people. I'm a private investigator, so I'm a little bit nosy. I watch people a lot closer than a lot of people do. And I noticed Mike Tyson had a little hitch in his gait when he was walking. And these are neurological signs that, you know, come up with later in life, you know, sometimes without athletic competition, sometimes with athletic competition, but I see it a lot in football players. But the bottom line is, Mike was, you know, damaged goods going in there. In fact, the best punch that he landed was probably at the weigh-in when he slapped him in that way, and at the weigh-in when he slapped Jake Paul at the weigh-in, of course, and that's what incited us all to watch it. I mean, I don't think Daniel was going to watch it unless he saw that slap at the weigh-in. Wait. And then, of course, we watch a few rounds, and after a few rounds, you realize, you know what, this isn't going too well. But the bottom line is, you know, I got a good guy together, and I sent him down there ringside, and he says, well, let's see what my ringside reporter has to say about this fight.
You know what really grinds my gears? When I've had better fights on the toilet after eating Taco Bell. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson finally faced off in what was a snooze fest, most likely due to Tyson's older age and recent leg injury. The champ just could not move like he used to, and despite a good first round, he proved heavily winded, which only got worse as the rounds went on. Still, though, respect for Mike Tyson for stepping back into the ring after so long, but in the end, Jake took the victory by unanimous decision. And that, people, is what grinds my gears.
Ringside reporter Peter Griffin. Now we go from Peter Griffin, of course, the family guy. Let's go to the real family guy on the East Coast, Mr. Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD. How's the family guy?
The family is doing good, brother. That guy was great. That's a talented dude right there.
And there's no doubt about it. I mean, when he weighs in on things, people listen. Now, Mike Tyson, 50-7, loses his seventh fight last week. How can I put this? They could have only pulled that off in Texas, right? I mean, there's no other state that would allow that to happen. Not a real fight. They called it a real fight.
Either the state of Texas or the state of delusion, right? If you felt that Mike was going to look any better than what we saw. It's a little bittersweet. You know, I'm happy that Mike got paid well, but it's also very sad to see. But at the end of the day,
you don't get it. One of the greatest heavyweight champions of all time, in the minds of a lot of people, especially this current generation, he got licked by a guy that's a bum. I mean, to call Jake Paul a bum, I mean, I'm not knocking Jake Paul's ability to draw people and to pay other people. Amanda Serrano's made a lot of money underneath him. So most guys, one card he didn't have, he canceled. He paid everybody on the card. I thought that was really cool. So he's done a lot of noble things. I think he's a noble young man. I just don't think he's a world-class championship fighter. How's that sound?
I think you're spot on. But how about the ripple effect of what happened? You know, people were really angry, you know, because number one, they wasted their time. But a lot of other fighters have been calling him out.
But here's what's up. Sock. How can anybody be upset when they didn't pay for it? This is what I want to know. People were bitching at me yesterday. I was at La Taqueria. I said, hey, how much a fight cost you? Nothing. What are you bitching about? Didn't cost you anything. Cost you a few minutes of your time. You watch it. You weren't impressed. You turn it off. Either you watch it to the end or you turn it off. But the bottom line is you didn't pay for it. It wasn't like they sucked you down the pay-per-view drain on this one.
That is true. It's not like, ironically, a Mike Tyson, Peter McNeely type of fight. You know, that you knew what you were going to get into and you were left, what back then was $60 maybe it might have been. Look, it's part of the Netflix subscription. It brought a lot of eyes. It probably came at the worst timing also, because the next day you had UFC and John Jones, who's probably right now the baddest man on the planet. So the timing of it kind of sucked.
Are you really going to try to gauge? I think he's a bad dude and the baddest man on the planet, but beating Stipe Miocic sort of like beating Daniel Ogden. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, Daniel ain't big enough, and neither was Stipe. I mean, Stippy's a small little guy. His background is in boxing, okay? That's his background. He was a Golden Glove champion, I think, of Ohio. But the bottom line is, him having the UFC record, the mere fact he's the longest-running UFC heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic, with three title offenses, showed you how good of a pimp Dana White is. And why do I say that? Because he pimps his boys, and they take ass whoopings to get to the title. Then they get to the title, they ain't got much left, they last one or two fights, and they're done. Sound about right?
He's got it to his science. That's true. Yeah. It's not coincidence that the heavyweight champ, if he gets off one or two defenses, is a GOAT, right? That's spot on. But that's why John Jones is probably the GOAT, just because his longevity. You know, forget about the stuff outside the octagon. He's a nut job, you know, but the guy...
he's the only guy I know that he's... Let me tell you, he's the only guy I know that pulled a two-time hit and run. Do you know what a two-time hit and run is?
Talk to me. What's the
okay, now check run? This out. You get into a car accident, and you jump out the car. You're a 6'4" brother, and you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you jump out the car in broad daylight, and you're running away from the car, right? And then you realize you left your weed in the car, so you run back to the car. You get your weed out of the car, so then you run and go again. So that's a hit and run twice. Feel me? He ran twice.
You should definitely trademark that phrase. John Jones is a wild boy. We know that. You know, he's a, and that whole family, actually. You talk about some athletic genes. I mean, two brothers that played in the NFL. His oldest, Chandler Jones, is really a nut job, you know, but a talented player. And his brother, Thomas, I think, played for the Jets.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I saw a picture of David Benavidez yesterday starting training camp. He looks like Scott Cuddy.
Is that a good thing?
No, not really. I mean, Scott Cuddy, when he was in prime, he had a gut. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't a good thing.
Well, he's never had he's kind of had like that Tyson Fury domino-looking body, right? But the guy could fight his ass off. You know that. And that's a really interesting fight, man. You talk about contrast of styles. They were talking hella smack the other day at the press conference. I really am looking forward to that. Too bad we have to wait till February, but excellent fight.
I'm going
to
go down there and watch it with my attorney, Mark Risman. Mark, if you're listening, get those ringside tickets for us. No doubt. I mean, Mark gets the tickets. There's no doubt about that. I call Mark. Mark, take me to the fight. You want to go? Listen, you want to go to the fights with Mark because Mark is like Mr. Las Vegas. Feel me?
Where is that going to take place?
T-Mobile Arena.
T-Mobile Arena, okay.
Yep. Las Vegas, Nevada, no doubt that. February the 1st, of course, it'll be on pay-per-view. That's a fight worth buying on pay-per-view between you and I. That's not one you have to take the fifth on. That's one you can buy. And don't wink at me, Dan. Daniel's winking at me. What does that mean? Daniel's going to buy it with a wink? I don't know what that means. But the bottom line is, that one you can buy. That one's worth buying.
That one is worth buying, and maybe worth making a trip to the 702. That's a nice fight.
Okay.
I'm gonna put that on the calendar.
Let's go back to before we go to a break. Let's go back to Dana White for a second. You know, Dana White privilege. I talk about that greatly a lot on this show. Do you think that was what sort of got Lori Taylor by? I mean, how do you get out punched by 100 punches? In other words, in a 20-minute fight, 100 punches, the girl outlands her by 100 punches. And gets a point taken away from the other girl, and they try to say the other girl won 7-3. I mean, holy cow, what was going on there? Or are there three blind mice, or was there some corruption involved? In your mind, your opinion.
I don't know what Amanda has to do. I mean, when they fought in New York, Amanda is from New York, but the house fighter was Katie Taylor. Eddie Hearn promoted it. She got the benefit of the doubt. Not shocked. But this fight, her promoter, MVP Promotions, she was a house fighter, and she got jobbed. I don't understand what Amanda Serrano has to do. I thought that she clearly won that fight. Katie came on late, but Amanda just whooped her. Like you said, over 100 punches landed. And I know boxing is more than just stats, but the telling shots. Katie Taylor falling forward constantly, and the referee allowing her to use, you know, her head as a third.
John Shorley, J-O-N, last name S-C-H-O-R-L-E, originally out of Sacramento, California, now living in Texas. Let me tell you, he went to Texas, and either he lost his step or he's corrupt, one or the other. He's lost a couple of steps or he's corrupt, because this was a guy that I grew up with. We talked on the phone every couple of days, bro. Okay, we talked on the phone every couple of days up until maybe about 10 or 12 years ago. I'm serious. Okay, and for him to have that inept of a performance, you should see me. I was screaming at the TV. I can't say this to what I was saying, but I was screaming at the TV, John, what's going on?
I think he might have lost a step. Yeah, because I'm familiar with him. I always thought he was a solid dude, but he had a rough night. It might be time for him to find a different hobby. He should have laid the law early. You know, if he does that by the second, third round and warns Katie about the headbutt, I'm sure things are different, but horrible job.
What about what he said to Katie Taylor? Evidently, he sat in the corner one time. He goes, "You're better than that." What is it? He's encouraging the fighter, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, it's almost like admitting, "Hey, stop using your head on purpose. You know, you have more class than that. So if you know it's intentional, take 2 points."
Referee John Shorley, straight up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The fight game is hurting to the point where the record broadcast of the year 2024 is a fight thing. I don't want to call it a fight, but an encounter between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul that took place on Netflix. Of course, millions upon millions of people watch it. Nobody really knows how many people watch it, but somebody said better than 70 million here in the United States. More power to Mike Tyson as far as his ability to draw is concerned. I don't know, maybe it is Jake Paul as well, but the bottom line is I just wasn't pleased with the fight, and of course, not too many people were. At the end of the night, you had to look at the fact that the guy on the other, you know, the guy across the block, across the street, guy across the street is Dana White. Let me tell you what Dana White's doing lately, okay? He started off with the UFC 306, let's say it's September 14th. He did that at the Spear in Las Vegas. I think he went up against Canelo. He drew 16,000 people. He even drew Terrence Crawford. That was better than the Canelo fight drew at the T-Mobile Arena, I believe, or at the MGM Grand. Bottom line is, then he comes back to Paris, France. He draws 15,000 people there. Goes to Salt Lake City, draws 17,000 people there. Goes back to Las Vegas at Apex, a little arena he's got. Goes to the Arab Emirates, no crowd there. Goes to Canada, draws 16,000 people. Comes back to something at the Apex Center, which is like a little auditorium there in Las Vegas. Goes to the Garden, Madison Square Garden last week, with the John Jones, Stipe Miocic mismatch as the main event. Drew 20,200 people. Boxing can't draw flies compared to that, man. Dana White is kicking the spit out of boxing, spit with an H on this show. Why?
Well, because, you know, he sells competitive fights, you know, and there's not the perception of politics dominates boxing, right? And I mean the behind the scenes stuff that happens in the boardrooms and promotions not getting along, and that hurts the sport, right? So we know as fight fans that it's very rare when the best fight the best. That's why I'm so jacked up about Benavidez and Morrell, one of the few occasions that two guys are fighting in their prime and probably the two best fighters, arguably. I mean, they're both fighting at light heavyweight now, but two of the best fighters, certainly in their weight class. Dana White events, the UFC, they're like parties. You know, there's music, the atmosphere is jumping, and most of the time, it's a 50-50 fight.
You're describing HBO broadcasts.
Back in the day. I miss HBO, man. I really do.
Well, you know, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. If you run into Dana White, I just ask that you do it with your car.
No Suge Knight for me, no.
Speaking of Suge, Suge's doing a podcast from jail. What's up with that?
Really? Well, I mean,
Suge's doing a podcast. Suge, of course, and his buddy P. Diddy. Now, let me tell you, I'm glad you brought Suge up and P. Diddy, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, I asked Suge if he had a pornographic tape of Jennifer Lopez and P. Diddy and Jennifer Lopez being violated. And he said to me, "Who told you that?" He didn't deny it. I asked him two different times, "Do you have this?" Because I was told that she got a court order to stop him from releasing it, like some Paris Does Hilton type of thing, some porn thing on the internet, like in the early part of this century, the early 2000s.
Wow.
Suge Knight, baby. Speaking of P. Diddy, he had a bail hearing this week. I don't think he's ever getting out. The stuff that the vile stuff that guy has done to children, to young men, to older men, to females. I mean, I can go down the board. He doesn't discriminate against anybody when it comes to abusing them.
Look, he's been doing shady stuff for a long time, and he's been getting away with it. And speaking of Suge, you know, he basically has, in interviews, called him an informant. You know, that Diddy's been working for the feds for a long time. And that's why he's been able to get away with certain shenanigans. But it seems like his time has come, right? So it's going to be interesting how that trial develops and the names that pop up during that trial.
Okay, somebody shot me a text. Why didn't the referee John Shirley stop that fight on the cut? Because the cut was below the eye. That cut was so deep. Bailey Peck, who's my Sunday producer, he said he thought he saw some bone sticking through the cut.
That is as ugly a cut you're going to see in boxing. She's going to probably be on the shelf for about a year. But, definitely going to need plastic surgery.
But how do you not stop? How do you not step in and stop that then if you're the referee or you're the doctor or you're a coroner? I mean, these three different entities, how can somebody be failed by all three parties so miserably and all at the same time?
It was definitely the perfect storm of ineptness, for sure. You know, it only added to Amanda's lore. You know, most people that you speak to think she won. The amount of people that got to see that fight, right? I think they're saying that at that time there was about 50 million eyes watching that fight. That's something that you'll never see in women's boxing unless they do it again on Netflix. So it was kind of like a win for Amanda, despite she got the loss on her record.
Okay, let's go over the last couple of weeks in boxing. Jaron Ennis took on Karen Tuzuki, and bottom line is he didn't look that good. Jesse Rodriguez stole the show. Pedro Guevara, he came to fight, but he got licked like a stamp.
Bam Rodriguez is a star in the making. You know, he is definitely should be on everyone's pound-for-pound list. I'm not saying, you know, at the top, but certainly once you get past the usual suspects, Inoue, Terrence Crawford, Beterbiev, Usyk, then he should be right there. I mean, he is that good. He's young. We hope that we get a fight with one of those Japanese stars. You know, the fight that should be made first is Nakatani. That's a fight that can be made. And hopefully they don't BS around it and it's the fight that could be the fight of the year.
I think they're holding Nakatani for Inoue. I think they want to do that, the old Japanese confrontation, 118-pound guy stepping up to 122. I think that's what they want to do first. I mean, if it was a perfect world, that's the way they do it in Japan.
It would be almost like I'm not going to say passing of the torch, because, I mean, you figure how many more fights can the monster have. But listen, I mean, talk to your boy Rudy Hernandez. You know, see, I think that fight could be made before they do that. Because why would Japan want to sacrifice one of his stars, right? I mean, because one of those guys is going to lose, you can still milk him. You know, I think Nakatani and Bam is the fight to make. And plus, Bam having to come up and wait.
Okay. Bottom line is, of course, Inoue is the best fighter pound for pound in the world, I think, in my opinion. You have the same opinion, or you like Mr. Crawford?
No, I got the monster for sure. I think he's the most complete fighter. And he showed some vulnerability, right? He got dropped, but he got up and he got pissed, right? You know, he got dropped against Neri, and he's active. That's one thing. He's a guy that's fighting three times a year. You know, that's, when do you see that in this era? You don't. So that, to me, he's number one for sure.
Okay. But Rodriguez is climbing that list. He's probably in the top five pound for pound right now, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that he's only getting better. He comes to fight. You know, he is a throwback. You know, and he's not just some brawler. He's got skills, and he is going to be the next Mexican superstar, without a doubt.
Okay, the fight has been postponed, I believe, until March. But it looks like Gervonta Davis is fighting Freddie Roach.
No, not Freddie Roach.
Are you Are you sure?
Well, although, you know, is it James Roach? I think he's got just as good a shot.
Lamont Roach,
yeah. Lamont is a tough kid. You know, I believe he's from Maryland, that D.C. area, which produces, you know, good fighters.
Uh-huh.
But he, he's way in over his head, and Tank's going to steamroll him like a Sherman. It's going to be in Brooklyn, so that should be a good house.
Hey, it reminds me, you know, Layman Brewster, don't call him Lamont. He gets pissed. You want to see somebody get mad? Call Layman Brewster, former WBO heavyweight title holder. Call him Lamont. Because a lot of people call him Lamont. You know what I'm saying? Because his name is Layman. Anyway, bottom line is he gets pissed when you say that. Speaking of Davis, is he focused? When is he really going to step up and fight a fight where we're going to say, you know what, he might lose this fight, or this is a challenge? I mean, the bottom line is him and Shakur Stevens is probably the fight we want, right?
Probably the fight that we want. Probably, you know, the best fight that can be made. Look, I think the fact that him and Mayweather are not in the best of terms, I think that's what's probably causing him not to fight the best fights available. But Tank may not be focused outside the ring, but when he gets inside there, he's locked in, man. There's actually a weird rumor that him and Terrence Crawford have been going back at it. You know, and he said he's willing to come up to 47.
Crawford's not going to come down to 47, I don't think. Come on, man. He's, you know, I don't know. You think he would?
Right, exactly. It'd be the biggest payday for sure, because especially welterweight right now is really, you know, nothing to speak about. And 54, you know, it's okay.
A year ago, the welterweight division was hot. Everybody was talking about it. What happened real quick?
It changed overnight, right? Once Terrence Crawford, you know, put that weapon on Errol Spence, it became a blah division, you know.
Earl Spence, another product of Jerry Jones, much like Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Sock, you have a good week. Hug the family.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you for having me on, as always.
This is Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline. I know a place where people rang true. The sort of place they really care about you.
It's kind of rough, but that's all right. Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help
help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm great. Thank you, Pedro. I'm great. I feel great.
Gennady Golovkin, former world middleweight champion. Of course, the Triple G, call him what you want, but he was a good fighter, no doubt about it. Of course, I thought he got burned the first time with Canelo Alvarez. Of course, that was his last fight in 2022 when he lost a 12-round unanimous nod to Canelo Alvarez. Of course, they fought a couple of times, but the bottom line is the first time back in 2018, I thought Triple G won that fight. But the bottom line is Triple G has retired officially. We wish him the very best. He had a good run, there's no doubt about it, and I think that Triple G is much older than he says. Now, bad news coming out of the City of Angels. Of course, Israel Vasquez, a former champion, I believe at 122 and 118, of course, 44-5, got stopped four times, 32 KOs on his record, of course. He had those fights with Rafael Marquez. They were just wars. I mean, they were. I mean, no doubt about that. Of course, he finished his career getting stopped by Marquez in the third round back in 2010. But he was an elite fighter, no doubt about that. And Marquez was a guy that he sort of couldn't beat, but he beat everybody else. He beat Johnny Gonzalez. Johnny Gonzalez was a pretty good fighter at 33-4, but he beat Johnny Gonzalez in 10 rounds. Anyway, beat some good guys, Oscar Larios. That was a fight that I watched up there. I think that was in Sacramento, California. I think the first time he fought Larios, that was pretty crazy. But the bottom line is, Israel Vasquez, according to his manager, Frank Espinoza, has cancer, and they started a GoFundMe page and all that kind of good stuff. Never a good thing. I mean, the big C. I don't know what to say. I've got a friend of mine that's fighting cancer right now. In fact, two friends of mine that are fighting cancer right now. And it's like having somebody in the room. You can't. It's like facing the unbeatable monster. I mean, it's just. I don't know how to put it. But the bottom line is, I wish him the very best. But you know, one guy's in remission, the other guy's not. But the bottom line is, we'll see what happens there. But at the end of the day, cancer is a killer, no doubt about that. Speaking of cancer, it's Ryan Garcia. No, not a cancer, but the bottom line is Ryan Garcia, of course, going to do an exhibition in Japan. Somebody told me right on the first of the year, but the bottom line is, of course, Ryan Garcia, the guy that's been banned here in the United States been suspended for a year for some substance now. And now the Athletic Commission in Nevada of New York has said that they were the governing body, and they said that maybe he didn't violate any rules. Either he did or he didn't. Either he did or he didn't. I mean, it's sort of everybody's hemming and hawing about this one. But the bottom line is, Ryan Garcia, I think, can't officially fight in the United States until a year has elapsed after that last fight. But at the end of the day, Ryan Garcia is exciting in anything he does. Of course, people take notice. But he is fighting over in Japan. Now, I want to mention the fact that my man Frank, here on Frank1961, my house historian, of course, on Twitch.tv. He says, good morning, one and all. Bottom line is, Paulie Malignaggi was born on this day, November 23rd, 1980. More happy birthday to Paulie, no doubt about that. Of course, in November 19, 1977, Pepino Cuevas breaks Angel Espada's jaw and stops him in the 11th round, retains the WBA 147-pound title at Roberto Clemente Stadium in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Let me tell you, Cuevas was sparring one time, and we were in San Jose. I think we were in L.A., and people were lined up to spar with Cuevas. There's no way in the world I would have ever stepped in the ring with Pepino Cuevas. As slow as he looked, I said to myself, this guy's slow, but he was much bigger than me. I said, this guy's slow, but he hit so hard. He broke Harold Weston's jaw, and he broke Angel Spider's jaw, too. Bottom line is, he was a jaw-breaking dude, no doubt about that. And then Flash Gordon's 1981 Flash Gordon's program, of course, talking about Alex Ramos on the cover. Of course, Alex Ramos being the Bronx Bomber. Of course, he finished at 39-10, was stopped six times, but 24 KOs. Let me tell you about Alex. After he retired, actually, Alex got damaged in boxing. Of course, it was bad. I think it was Frank Cappuccino was a referee. I'm not sure exactly, but the bottom line is, he got into a fight and they just let him take a licking, it was horrible. And you know, Alex is a guy that the residual effects of professional boxing were detrimental to him. They just were. I mean, we were over in Puerto Rico, and they would take that fight. It was a fight with James Kinchin, and that was at the State Line, Nevada. Of course, who was a referee? They're not showing who the referee is here on BoxRec. But the bottom line is, Kinchin lit him up and got a couple punches in that probably shouldn't have been landed. And, of course, I think they damaged Alex Ramos for the rest of his life. So get this one. I'm over in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm working for Harold Smith Promotions, and I'm checking out all the rooms. In other words, I was a TV announcer. I was a matchmaker. I was a PR guy. I was a schlep. I picked people up from the airport. I did everything, okay? So I'm checking people out of the hotel so I can stay an extra couple of days, and we're checking people out of the hotel. And I go into everybody's room, and I check the mini bars because that's what people do. They drink the mini bars, and it's like $10 a soda. Because anyway, bottom line is, I went into Alex Ramos's mini bar and everything was perfect. Everything was, perfect. Well, no doubt about that. Everything. He didn't drink anything, right? So I check him out of the hotel. He gets on a bus and he leaves and this and that. And about an hour and a half later, the Chinese security guy, from the hotel, is screaming at me in Chinese. I can't figure out what he's talking about. He's screaming at me in Chinese. What the hell's going on? Anyway, he drags me back up to the room and he shows me that in Alex's mini bar, what Alex did was he poked a hole in the can. Each can, where they were canned cocktails, right? He poked a hole in the bottom of each can, like with a pencil, and then drained out the liquor, and then filled it back up with water, and then plugged up the hole with some toilet paper. I kid you not, that's what he did. So he filled up the whole mini bar with toilet paper and water that he stuffed up these drinks with. Anyway, the guy screaming at me at the end of the day, Alex Ramos got over on me, no doubt about that. He was already on the plane and going home, but, you know, professional boxing damaged him, no doubt about that. And that's what I don't want to see that. You know, when I see people like Stipe Miocic taking that beating from John Jones last week in that UFC event, that's not cool. I mean, people think this is cool. I mean, John Jones is head and shoulders above everybody else in the world of mixed martial arts as far as the heavyweights are concerned, okay? And any fight he gets into is probably a mismatch. I mean, that's how talented he is compared to the other guys, and big and strong and lean and all that kind of stuff. Of course, we talked about his athletic lineage with the genetics in his family, a couple of NFL players and that kind of good stuff. But, you know, I don't need to see him beat up on a guy that has no chance. I mean, Stipe Miocic had Slim, you know, was Slim and none, and Slim's out of town. Slim wasn't even in the country. And Stipe Miocic got lit up by John Jones. And, of course, it wasn't pretty. I mean, you knew it was going to happen, okay? John Jones's forte is go out there and destroy. I mean, the only person he's really looked, he looked bad in one fight. Outside of that, you know, John Jones has been sterling. Of course, got disqualified at one time. But pound for pound, the world of mixed martial arts, no doubt, it is all about John Jones. Now, somebody took a little laugh at me a little earlier, said, now I'm not going to repeat that one. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. This week, I spent a lot of time with the Average White Band. Who are they? They are from Scotland, of course, originating in 1973. I think they kicked it off, something like that, 52 years ago. But the bottom line is, of course, I've got to announce them at a couple of events here in California, and they are my partners, no doubt about that. Alan Gorey is the band leader, of course, and the lead singer is my buddy Brent Carter, former Tower Power lead singer. But I got to see three concerts with them this week over at Yoshi's in Oakland, California, and it was a great event. All three events were great. It was good to see these guys, you know, and Alan is retiring now. AWB is retiring. He'll be 80 years old next year, born in 1945. Alan Gorey is a fantastic dude. I was blessed to be around these guys, and I feel so privileged to be able to do this. And bottom line is, there were some good musicians in the house. David Garibaldi, the former Tower of Power drummer, of course, the guy that's in the Hall of Fame as far as drummers are concerned, he was there. And, of course, the following night, with Lenny Williams supposed to show up. Lenny got on a plane instead, but the bottom line is, we had a great time at Kimball's, at Yoshi's. I want to say Kimball's because Kimball's is where I got to walk the acts during an intermission. That was so cool. Let me tell you what a great job this was. I got to go to the event. I got the two front row seats to any event I wanted to go to, as long as I would babysit the act during the intermission. In other words, they have an opening act, they have a finishing act, right? So in between the intermission, or sometimes they would have two acts, two sets, and in between sets, the guys would want to go out and smoke or do whatever they want to do, walk around a lot. Anyway, bottom line is, one guy walked away and he never came back. I forget what band that was, but they couldn't finish the show because the guy was the lead singer and he got lost in the area. Bottom line is, that's why they had me doing that at Kimball's East. But at Yoshi's the other night, it was emotional. Of course, Bobby was there. Francis was there. A lot of my friends were there. And at the end of the night, of course, a couple of friends that I hadn't seen in a long time were there. But the Alan Gorey thing, as far as Alan retiring with AWB, more power to him, no doubt about that. Now, Emmanuel Navarrete in action next week. Should I be excited about Emmanuel Navarrete? I don't think so. I mean, he's done. His big peak was 122 pounds. Of course, him taking on I didn't want to see him fight ever again. Oscar Valdez. Last time we saw Oscar Valdez fight, he looked like Daniel before a fight. I mean, he looked all beat up. He looked mugged. I mean, he looked like somebody beat him with a hose and a club and maybe beat him again with a hose. I mean, he was just terrible. All the bruises on that guy, I couldn't believe. Anyway, bottom line is, he's going to fight again against Emmanuel Navarrete for the WBA 130-pound belt. That's going to go down December the 7th, of course, on ESPN. Of course, on the co-feature, Rafael Espinoza taking on Robbie C. Ramirez in a 126-pound WBO fight. December 7th, Leon Perro taking on Richardson Hitchens. That's going to be for an IBF 140-pound belt. Of course, that's going down December the 7th. December 14th has been canceled. December 21st, that's what it's all about. The World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, talk about once beaten. Tyson Fury got beaten in his last fight when he showed up fatter than a pig. Of course, lost to Oleg Usyk, a guy that has got some skills. There's no doubt about it, but there's nothing superlative about him. I mean, there's nothing that's outstanding about him. There's nothing that says to me, ooh, 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 I want to see Oleg Usyk fight. I mean, he's not all that much. He's just not. I mean, he was able to pull a con job on Tyson Fury. He got Tyson Fury to come in out of shape. Tyson Fury came in out of shape, fat, out of shape, the whole nine yards. I ain't getting prepared too hard for this guy. The guy's a cruiserweight. All right. But the cruiserweight came in shape. There's no doubt about it. And he caught Tyson Fury a couple of different times, hurt Tyson Fury. There's no doubt about that. But can he do it in the rematch? I don't think so. I think Tyson Fury fights big this time. He fights the way he's supposed to. I think the fact he'll come into shape, he looks lean. He's been lean for a couple of months now, of course. Wasn't a fat guy like he was in the last fight. He will come in lean. I think it size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports, and the world heavyweight champion will regain his title. The former champion will regain his title, I think, on December 21st. Of course, they're going to be in Saudi Arabia when he stops Oleg Usyk inside the 12-round distance. I don't see Usyk going to 12 rounds. If Tyson Fury comes out and starts hammering him. I mean, he's 6'9". Guy can't even get close to you. Boom, 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 boom. You start hammering this dude, man. I mean, come on. And you know what? If you have a problem aiming at his head, maybe slick moving the head, aim at his chest. Okay, but the bottom line is you just keep firing on him and you don't let him fire back. You put the other guy in retreat and keep him in retreat all night, and I think the Oleg Usyk loses inside the distance for the World Heavyweight Championship. Give him props. He's going to go back to cruiserweight and be the cruiserweight champion or the bridgeweight champion, wherever that is, if the WBC is getting off with that, the 225-pound division they tried to put together. But I think BoxRec has went against that. A couple of people went against it, but so I don't know where that stands. But the bottom line is Oleg Usyk is losing when he meets Tyson Fury on the 21st of December. That's live from Saudi Arabia on pay-per-view, wink, wink, wink. ESPN Plus, December 21st. Of course, I wanted to go over for this. I wanted to go over to see Nanoa Inoue take on Sam Goodman. Sam Goodman's a pretty good fighter. I think he comes from the UK, but he has no chance. Slim and none. Slim's out of town. Slim's out of the universe. Anyway, Nanoa Inoue, the monster, can defend his title, 122 pounds, December 24th on ESPN Plus. Be over. I guess it's like December 23rd over there. So I don't know. It's Christmas Day over there, I think. If he's going to fight over here, yeah, it's different over in Japan. It's like 18 hours. But bottom line is, at the end of the night, Nanoa Inoue and Sam Goodman was too expensive. They want to get this. $1,800 for me to go over there for 3 days. $1,800 for Tokyo 3 days? You got to be kidding me. That's without any chicks. $1,800. Think about it. $1,800 for Tokyo? Too much money for 3 days. No doubt about that. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite, with the American Forces Network, CRN. I keep going and going. SportsByline.com. And, of course, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dana White privilege in action now in China. He just drew like 15,000 people over there the day before yesterday. And of course, you got to give him props, man. He's not my favorite guy. I tell you, you know, if you run into Dana White, make sure you do it with a car. Bottom line is, he's not my favorite guy, but he is the promoter of the year throughout the decade. I mean, he's just showing boxing up. There's no doubt about that. And you would think that the boxing promoters would take note of what he's doing and try to, like, you know, copy him, because what he's done is he's copied the best boxing promoters. And, you know, back in the day, Don King, Bob Arum, he's taken their forte and put it together with the world of Vince McMahon, sort of combined the two and came up with this UFC program, this UFC. And, of course, he controls it. He's one guy, controls it all. Of course, people say that boxing is political. Well, it boils down to the UFC. It comes down to just one guy, and that's Dana White. So I'm not too high on that. I wish Dana White the very best, no doubt about that. I mean, when I say I want a car with somebody to run over with a car, I'm just kidding. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he and I go back a long time, and I wish him the very best of luck, no doubt about that. Now, Zil Zhang, of course, is the Chinese heavyweight. Mentioned him many times before, 27-2, 22 KOs. A bad dude, no doubt about that. Of course, took out Deontay Wilder in the fifth round of his last fight. Of course, that was in June. Talking about maybe him fighting either for the title after the Oleg Usyk Tyson Fury fight or some other title. Anyway, bottom line is they need to do something with him, no doubt about that. I think he's one of the best fighters in the world. And the fact that he's from China, I'm getting my country's messed up here. The fact he's from China, the biggest population in the entire world. Folks, when I went over there for the first boxing match back in 1993, of course, they had banned boxing in 1949 when the communists took over in Mao Zedong. But in 1993, you threw a boxing card in Beijing, call it the Brawl at the Wall. Okay, Leonzo Barber defended the WBO light heavyweight title in that card, I think, against Mike Sadio. But the bottom line is, you know, we knew something was going on there, because 15,000 people packed this arena, although Muhammad Ali was the special guest, but 15,000 people packed this arena in a heartbeat. There's no doubt about it. Tickets sold out like in less than a day, so we knew boxing was a hot ticket in Japan and China, okay? And then it didn't happen for a while. Then we came back the next year, and we tried to do an event in Macau, and of course that turned out to be a bit of a we had a fixed fight on the card, and that caused a bit of a riot. I wasn't involved with the fixed fight. Promoter Harold Smith was. I wasn't involved with it. But anyway, they tried to fix a fight. They had this Chinese kung fu artist, and they tried to fix a fight with the guy that he was fighting. The guy that he was fighting was a professional wrestler, and he took a bounce. Anyway, it was crazy. You could just tell it was a fix. The people started throwing stuff in the ring. I had to take the ring car girls and flee the arena. That's right. Hey, Daniel, I took the ring car girls and fled the arena. There was a riot going on. There's no sense of me getting bottles thrown at me. Me and the chicks, so I took the chicks. I went back. I tried to quiet these people down. I said, please, 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 can you please calm down this day? Well, they weren't listening to me in English, no doubt about it. They were throwing stuff at me, so I took the chicks and I got the hell out of there. Speaking of, John Shirley was there that night. Of course, the referee I've been scolding so bad for that bad fight against Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor last week. I mean, he should be arrested for impersonating a professional referee in 2024. I'm sorry, John, but that's just the way it is. Straight up, you've been tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the exact executive producer, the man that calls the shots on Saturday. If he screws up, it's on him. I'm talking about my man, Daniel Ogden. Of course, Super Dad just got back out of town, went to Vegas. I don't know about all those chicks down in Vegas, but, you know, Daniel's a wild guy, a wild, wild guy. So he's back in the studio. So he looks a little spent, though. I got to say, he looks a little spent. Anyway, until next time, peace, love, and ton of respect. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time on these same channels. Frank, thank you so much. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide.